Hey, this is Lars Fredrickson from the Old Firm Casuals, Rancid, The Last Resort, Stomper 98, Oxy's Midnight Runners, and a bunch of bands you've never heard of. And you are listening to today's Boondoggle, on Domain Cleveland Radio. Ad lib.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
Check. Check, check, check.
What's going on, everybody? It's Bill Bailey in today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. And got together with my co-conspirator, my partner in crime.
Hey.
He's waving to me right now. He can't see
Hey, everybody.
He's waving to you, too.
The virtual audience, I say hello to the virtual audience.
Florence Whitingale is joining me once again. We've been getting together, as you know from previous episodes, and you know, utilizing our time of isolation.
Quarantine,
not really quarantining and isolating. I mean, we are from the general public, but getting together and trying to find therapeutic means of dealing with everything, all the uncertainty going on. And you know, I mean, we've always kind of had a similar sense of humor. I think that's what kind of got us together, the mutual friends and stuff. And just trying to create and bounce ideas off each other. So it's like, you know, what is it? The insane asylum. The inmates running the asylum, giving each other therapy, I guess, so to speak. But, yeah.
After the show, Bill's going to rub my back. He's going to give me therapy.
Yeah, yeah. But
have you walk on my back.
No, that's why I brought you that acupuncture pad or whatever. But, yeah, we wanted to get together, catch up, talk about some of the current events, some of the things that we're familiar with. And I know, like, one thing that I wanted I messaged you and said we should talk about, and I know it's already probably, what was it, probably like a week ago now, you know, I mean, there's so much stuff, you know, that President Trump can, like we said, he can fart, you know, on mic, and it'll be like the hot topic for the day with the mainstream media or whatever. And then the next day he'll sneeze, you know, and then you'll forget all about the fart and we'll be talking about the sneeze or whatever. Right. You know, it seems like, but me and you both are familiar with alternative medical therapies and naturopathic therapies, holistic, you know, all the different names out there. We're both familiar with some of the local doctors that practice those types of things. And, you know, the big to do when in layman's terms, President Trump tried explaining, you know, the ultraviolet lights.
The disinfectant term.
Yeah, the disinfectant term.
Yeah.
And he was asking a question to the doctors on the side, the professionals that could explain it better, you know, because everybody wants to push a fucking vaccine. Everybody wants to push big pharma, but nobody wants to bring up the alternatives, the healthier alternatives, perhaps.
Well, there's no money.
Yeah. There's no money in cures. There's money in keeping you sick.
Like the one post I posted a week or two ago, my buddy sent me the video, or I don't know where I got it, but it was basically a female doctor. She was in a big city. I don't know if she was in New York, but you know, she scoffed at the ventilators. We're finding out that, you know, the stats are coming out that most of the people that were put on ventilators died. Cliff High said what was going on about a month ago. He said with the ventilators, it's forcing the virus into the bloodstream because it's like putting your lungs under pressure, I suppose.
Mm, yeah.
So through barometric air pressure or whatever, it's forcing the virus into the blood, you know. And the woman, along with all these other doctors, like more doctors are coming out, they're saying – you know, something's not right here. Something's not right here. It's not like a normal flu or influenza or pneumonia, what have you. And a big symptom is they're saying altitude sickness, a form of altitude sickness, where it's so bad that at a cellular level, you don't even have oxygen in your bone cells or something, because she's saying people are aching from their bones to the outside.
Yeah, which makes you, I mean, and these are the types of things I've been thinking about too. It's like, why are they pushing the masks, to constantly wear the mask,
and
which
not
is
to,
like cutting off oxygen.
Well, another thing too is I find it interesting that all the anti-5G and 4G people out there, who I would assume I'm one, the professionals are saying that, you know, it's all the wavelengths from the 5G, they affect a cell's ability to take up oxygen because it messes with the hemoglobin or something. And I find it interesting because you're having a similar situation with this virus.
Yeah.
That the cell can't get oxygen for some reason. And so by giving all these people a lot of vitamin C, I would assume that it does what Cliff Hyde does, says it does in the bat, in a bat that has a viral load. In the case of a bat, they don't make their own vitamin C. So for years it was believed that bats were one of the only few mammals that didn't do it. But then they realize, well, that the bats have to be making vitamin C on demand because they checked their excrement, their droppings, their guano, and found high levels of fresh vitamin C in there. So what the vitamin C is like a catalyst that I guess it like knocks the virus out of the way and allows the cell to get the oxygen.
So people need to take their vitamin C.
And she says, yeah. And then now, okay, that's one doctor. Okay, so let me finish this one doctor. So she, at the end of the whole thing, she said, look, you know, why spend thousands of, what, every hospital gets about $33,000 or more if somebody goes on a ventilator,
yeah,
and they don't really work in that case. Yeah. She says, you know, I'd rather just treat them with vitamin C and vitamin D. And a lot of doctors are saying that, as you're well aware of.
Yep.
Who needs all this expensive crap? You know,
but you just said yourself, they're getting paid
right
for each ventilator.
Well, so it's the same thing. I've been in the natural health movement for years. I remember back in the 90s, on a federal level, early 90s, they were trying to ban, this is like 90, 91. They were trying to ban a lot of herbs and vitamins.
Yeah.
And I remember getting people to sign a petition to do it. I mean, I was really into it. And
dude,
it just,
I was stocking up. Yeah. I was going and buying because I thought
that
was
the same thing
too.
Applies to back then. There's never been any money in alternative medicine or natural medicine because, you know, I could plug in an ozone generator and buy an oxygen tank somewhere and I could treat myself for as much as it costs a 110 outlet electrical device to draw power.
Okay.
You know, so it's pennies. It doesn't support a huge industry. You know, I've often said that, you know, if they cured cancer, it would destroy the medical industry.
Yep.
You know?
I mean, and the problems too, because, I mean, we mentioned, you know, Dr. Weeks.
Right. He'll inject ozone in you.
Yeah.
He's a local doctor.
I've gone to him. He's an MD, but he's, you know, he's a good man and knows what the cure is, you know, how to help people actually heal through these alternative means, but there's no like money in it. He's not getting, in fact, he doesn't get support from the medical community. He's looked at like a black sheep.
Yeah. Even though he was in the medical community for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I believe he ran the emergency ward at the local hospital over here. That's just north of us in the city, north of us.
Fairview Park?
I don't want to say the name. Well, we already told his name. I think he worked at Lakewood Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And then he studied under Frackleton, who was the big heavy metal doctor here in town. The guy lived to about 90-something, and that's who helped me
with
detox
the
from heavy metals
the chelation.
With GMSA chelation. Yes,
chelation,
that
that's when I was just in him to see him recently, the chelation therapy.
Weeks, when you saw Weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now Frackleton's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
And his
yeah.
whole practice is gone.
When I saw Weeks, that's what, because of my heart episode that I just had, and with the blockage in my artery that I had to get a stent put in, I said, hey, what would be your approach? I'm doing a plant-based diet. I'm doing this, you know, and that and the other, trying to reverse this. And then he, you know, talked to me because, you know, my time in the service, I got so many vaccinations. I got so much shit injected into me that, and plus firing ranges, you know, just by being at a lot of being around shooting and ranges and stuff, you absorb, you know, some of the heavy metals.
Are there heavy metals coming off from when bullets get shot out of guns?
Yeah, you can breathe that stuff in too. So he wants me to, you know, go through the chelation mm-hmm. therapy. He thinks,
so what
that
is he
going
to do? 500 milligram tablets of DMSA once every other day?
Right now I got to do the urine test.
Right.
You know, where I'm going to take the pills and for
empty
six
stomach.
Hours.
Yeah, right.
Friggin' pee into a thing and then send the
doctors
the
from all
in.
Over the world would send that test to Dr. Frackleton here in Westlake.
Yeah.
He was probably one of the world's most foremost authorities on heavy metal poisoning, specifically mercury. He had done more studies on mercury poisoning, I think, than any other doctor in the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm getting ready to do that one. But as you mentioned, ozone therapy mm-hmm. and IV therapy. I mean, when I went to see him this last time, I also was like, hey, well, what can we do in the meantime before I take this test and we get the results back and we go over it to see how we're going to attack this heavy metal thing? And I got an IV with, you know, it was a nutritional IV with vitamin C and whatever and B and D to boost my, you know, immune system. And I remember like joking to some of the people, like, oh, here I am getting my disinfected injected into my bloodstream, you know. Yeah. But I mean, these therapies exist, and
ozone has existed since, I believe, a little after the Civil War.
Yeah, and ozone.
Yeah.
You're more familiar with it. I mean, I've had it done, but for me, what I've had done with him was when they take out the blood
and they put it in the bag or something,
in the bag,
and they inject the ozone,
inject
in there,
ozone
changes color to bright orange, bright red.
Yeah, it looks like Kool-Aid
sure.
or something, and then they re-put it back
that's
into
right,
your body or whatever. But you know the back, explain a little bit more about what you know about ozone.
Well, bugs that cause the human disease are anaerobic, so they live in a low oxygen environment. So what happens is you have oxygen, which is O2, and it's very stable. Mm. But if it gets in a UV frequency, or like in the case of a lot of ozone generators, they build a corona inside of the box itself, and they push the oxygen over it. So when those oxygen molecules, they break. The O2 separates, and now it's a bunch of O1. And when it comes out of the generator, it combines with another oxygen molecule forming O3, but that is unstable. So you've got a stable O2, and that single oxygen 3, which is stuck to it, and you got three things of oxygen, it's very unstable. So it goes floating around the bloodstream, and that oxygen molecule, it's called an oxygen radical, will hit a diseased cell or an anaerobic organism, and they all have one thing in common. They have a very thin lipid layer. They have a very thin cellular layer. And so that oxygen molecule, the oxygen radical, breaks off of the O3 in the bloodstream and is floating around, and it hits something that is anaerobic, and it pierces the cell membrane. It's called cellular lysing, and that's how it kills things.
Okay, so it basically kills the bad stuff.
It'll kill anaerobic stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. We are aerobic beings. We need oxygen.
Yeah, yeah.
But all these horrible bugs, funguses, things like that, they thrive in low oxygen environments.
Which goes back once again. Why are we wearing a fucking mask?
Or if the 5G is going to inhibit our ability to uptake oxygen in an already ambient low oxygen environment.
Yeah, I mean, You know, I mean, I've watched some of the videos on the 5G stuff, and I see what you're saying with that. But, I mean, just the simple to keep it so it's, I mean, either way, not, any of the virtual audience out there that fucking hates Trump's not, they're like kids blocking their ears and going, nah, 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 nah. They don't want to hear about any of this shit
well,
anyway.
Well, you described a common application for ozone medically.
Yeah.
There's other, now that was highly illegal.
What,
20 years ago, if you would have done that the way Dr. Weeks probably does it, you would have probably been hunted down by the FDA or the, the Food and Drug, or no, the doctor, the AMA and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's other ways too. You could get a tube of emitting ozone gas and gently stick it up your posterior.
Yeah.
And let it inflate your colon, which I've done.
Okay.
And I'll admit it. You remember when I had that staph infection? And I was trying to heal my staph infection naturally.
Yeah, yeah.
And I probably could have done it if I had plenty of time.
Yeah.
But, you know, after so much time of doing and going through all the frustration, it was very frustrating doing it naturally. See, back in the old days, if you had an infection, you just had to work your way through it. Like in that movie, The Green Mile, where Tom Hanks, the pedophile Tom Hanks, were finding out. He had that kidney bladder infection. He kept telling his wife, she's like, go to the doctor. He says, it'll work its way out. My system, your immune system, if you're strong enough, will eventually beat just about any infection.
Yep.
But some things take longer than others.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been told by people in the field that in doing ozone in that manner, insufflation, I think it's called, your colon has been known in the medical field as has always been called the third lung.
Okay.
Because it can absorb oxygen.
Okay.
You know, so you can stick that thing up there and you feel it filling up your colon. It's okay. Best to get a colonic before it.
Yeah.
And
I've done those.
Yeah.
You know, I'm familiar with the colon hydrotherapy
right.
And you know, I've done those before. In fact, I'm supposed to interview a local woman that runs one of those facilities eventually.
So you could do that. Years ago, we made an ozone bath, which I could easily make again.
Okay.
And what it was is you've probably seen these. I don't know how to describe it to the audience, but it was like my infrared sauna, that relaxed infrared sauna I have? It's like you sit inside of that little box shell and you stick your head out. Well, imagine something like, you've seen it downstairs, haven't you? It's kind of hidden over there by the shower.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
I like it downstairs because right when I jump out of my sauna, I can jump right in the shower.
Okay, and do cold water then, right?
Yeah, and that closes the pores, and then I turn up the heat and I wash myself off. But, okay. What was I talking about? The ozone.
The ozone bath.
Yeah, the ozone bath. So you'd get an ozone generator. You'd get a source of oxygen. You'd probably get like one of these like oxygen condensers or something that you see people have maybe in their homes or something. People, they got those oxygen condensers you can carry around like a little suitcase.
Okay.
You know
those
what I mean?
People that and it goes on.
Yeah,
their
yeah,
nose,
yeah. Right, right, right. And
what these
machines do is they take air from the ambient airspace and they separate the nitrogen and the hydrogen or whatever else is in the air, and they produce an almost like 98% to 99% pure oxygen. Mm. So then you run, or you can get an oxygen tank, and then you run that through an ozone generator. And so what you're doing is you sit inside of the ozone bath again. You sit inside of this clamshell. It's fiberglass. You stick your head sticking out. And you have a little like little hose in there. And you have the bottom of the thing is filled up with ultra pure water. We were using our super pure technology. And there's a UV lamp involved. And basically it's a closed loop water system. So it just keeps using the same water that you're showering in. So the chamber's filled with pure oxygen. You're showering in ultra pure warm water. So your pores open up and the ozone absorbs through your skin.
Oh, wow.
And for hours after the fact, you'll smell ozone coming out of your body.
And what's that do for you?
It's a way to increase your level of oxygen. If you increase your level of oxygen, you make an environment in the body that is
almost like a home hyperbaric?
Hyperbaric is forcing it in through pressure.
Yeah, but it's still oxygen coming
into
your body,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Basically, is it kind of the same?
It's the same thing, but not the principle. Not an application, because in the hyperbaric chamber, they're using air pressure, right, to force it into your skin. This is just, you're hoping that it absorbs through your skin.
Okay. Well, but with hyperbarics, you know it's absorbing in your skin, because I've done that too. There's a veteran group that I got introduced to, and still speak to the man today out in Idaho. Mm. And I took my kids out there and was able to get like a treatment, like a month of hyperbarics. And at that time I was doing that, you know, I had like my knees were really bad, inflammation from, you know, overseas, and just, you know, it's good for PTSD, I guess, too. And I was also trying to get off this one medication, Cymbalta, I think I was on, which was the worst freaking thing the VA ever put me on. And detoxing from that was like almost like withdrawn from like I felt like it was the descriptions I've heard of people that have withdrawn from heroin and stuff like that. But because I was getting the hyperbaric treatment and the oxygen, I was able to detox off that medication faster. My knees felt better. Mm. You know, I felt it was just like another alternative therapy that, you know, and going back to like weeks too, insurance.
Yeah, you gotta go through loopholes to fucking get it paid by insurance.
Yeah. But most of the time they don't.
Right.
Insurance don't pay it, so it's out of pocket. It's not cheap, and it's just, you know, I've been pushing for a while now with the, you know, with the VA. I mean, thank God they're finally doing like chiropractic and acupuncture, but still, it's like, man, if. I don't know. I had like this dream about like trying to get this facility together that was all kinds of alternative therapies, like float tanks and hyperbarics.
Well, they got that out in they got that out in Toledo where I stayed.
No, they got this stuff, but I wanted to make it for veterans and their families and stuff like that to come in and be like almost like an offshoot with the VA and have it the government fund it and whatever, so it doesn't cost the veterans. You know, anything, be a part of their thing. But that's just a pipe dream right now of mine that, you know, it still would like to.
Well, there's another application for ozone as well.
But I've been going out myself right now, you know, using myself as a guinea pig, doing my own research and putting my body through all these different things. And I've noticed all these alternatives. It's costing me money.
Yeah.
But it's helped with my PTSD. It's helped with my, fibromyalgia. It's helped with. You know, it's given me a better quality of life. But now, go ahead.
There's another application for ozone. You can take ozone and you could run it through, like, let's say olive oil.
Okay.
You let it bubble through olive oil, like a little jar. I've got the setup somewhere around here. I've never broken it up.
Rub it on your skin or something?
No, you let it bubble through there. And then what that gas that comes out is a different form of ozone. You can't just go up and inhale like pure ozone. It'll fry your lungs.
Okay.
It's so oxidative.
Okay.
It's probably the world's most powerful disinfectant, at least natural.
Yeah.
And so by doing that, it somehow adds, by running it through an olive oil or like a hemp oil, it somehow adds several more oxygen molecules onto it, and you can inhale it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yes, you know your stuff with all this. I know we talked about this as well, because you do the, you know, the whole house water filtration stuff and UV lighting.
Yeah.
About how you can hook up a thing for the water as it processes through the filters, it'll also process through a UV light setup, right? And the UV lighting does what?
The spectrum that UV bulb creates is called, they call it the kill zone. And I think it's like in a nanometer range of 256. It's like the special range of UV frequency that'll kill bugs.
Okay. Yeah, because I do have a UV light. The guy that did my central air.
Yeah, system, he probably put a UV bulb in there.
UV bulb in there, too.
I think so showed me that. Yeah,
yeah.
That's great.
So, you know, not only do I got the regular filters that I change out regularly in my, central air system.
But your air is somewhat sterile.
Yeah, because the UV guy has to pass through the UV light to get to push through the the house.
So now you should change that bulb about once a year.
Okay, well, I'm due for a change with that bulb. I mean, it's still burning.
Yeah, but they lose their ability, just like a grow lamp loses its ability to really make a plant flourish.
Okay.
Because that bulb is losing over time, being on so long, it loses that natural light spectrum or the spectrum in which it was promoted to do. It'll lose that spectrum over time. And the same is so with a UV lamp.
Okay. I got to talk to my dude and replace that thing. But, you know, I mean, going back to the press conference where everybody jumped on, oh, Trump said to inject fucking, you know, Lysol into you or whatever stupid shit that the media ran with. UV lighting was mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these alternative therapies exist. I mean, if I try to explain it, I'd probably sound like, you know, Trump as well, because I'm not as educated. I know enough.
And articulate to explain the manner in which it works or what have you.
Yeah. Where I mean, because of your business with the water, you have to be able to present, you know, so you're very much more articulate with it and well.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that's why I knew talking with you about all this stuff would be.
Now let's talk about your heavy metals. I think, you know, my Dr. Frackleton, after I had gotten most of my metals out, first I had to get my fillings removed. That took some time.
Oh man.
Because what's the use of detoxing metals when you're just going to retox?
I know, and that's where I'm kind of screwed. Right. Because you talked to me about that before.
And what's horrible with the dental is, the best filling is an amalgamum filling. They're going to last the longest, and they're going to stay in that tooth the longest. The problem is a huge chunk of that tooth has to be removed in order for that filling to be perfect.
Yeah.
So when they remove it, dude, your tooth is so fucking, your tooth is so fragile.
Yeah.
And then over time, like I've had to get a crown on both of my back things because the shell of my tooth was weak, even with the new thing in there. And, you know.
Well, just recently with the VA, I mean, I had a, I ended up just having a couple pulled.
Yeah.
I just said, screw it, just pull them. You know, because I didn't want to do the root canals and all that crap.
Yeah, I've got two of those, too, as well.
We had discussed those and how that affects your health. But I just recently got a permanent crown put in on one of my back ones through the VA. They had a temporary one on my other back tooth. And then fucking Corona happened. And I haven't been able to get back in
get
the
right.
permanent put in.
Yeah,
you know?
So what, have you just had a falsie over?
So I have a temporary, and it was getting loose, and I'm messaging the doctor like, look, man, I got to come in and get this. So I just kid you not, before I came over today, he's like, well, we can't get you in yet until we get the go-ahead, which I think is finally happening now. Dental shit's allowed here in Ohio again. But in the meantime, here I'm going to mail you some cement. So I had to take my false crown off myself in the back of my fucking tooth.
Yeah, and glue
it out, add some cement.
Yeah.
Jam it back.
Sure.
Try and jam it back in. Uh-huh. Dude, I don't know how much of that fucking cement I swallowed. My friggin' fingers were all sticky and shit. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So I probably just fucked myself up even more. I mean, I got it back down and on, you know, but I mean, I'm probably swallowing fucking poison or who knows fucking what. You know?
Something that's carcinogenic to lab rats.
Yeah. So it's like, in the meantime, I'm going to send you some cement.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I didn't go to dental school.
Yeah.
So as of right now, you know, before I came over here, that's what I had to do. And I'm like, why did I do it? I should have just said, screw it. And like, I'm coming in.
Yeah.
You know?
So back to heavy metal. So probably the easiest way and the most popular way is through oral DMSA. Dimersa something something something. It's like a 24 letter word, and it's like a sulfur compound, and it has an affinity for metals. And when you take it the first time, I was prescribed 500 milligram tablets.
Okay.
So
how much do those run you?
They're not that expensive.
And because the pills that they just gave me that I have to take before this piss test thing were like $50.
Just
and
one
it's just
pill?
Just two pills.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just an upcharge for the fee of doing the test.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell it is, man.
They probably upcharge the shit of it because you could get like 30, 60, 100 milligram capsules online for about $20 or $30.
Okay.
And it's
maybe,
really.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah. It's really hard to screw yourself up doing the DMSA, but I'm sure anything's possible. When you take it, you don't want to drink alcohol or coffee or anything like that. But the point I was leading up to is when you first take it and you're full of metals over those first few months, first year or so, when you're taking it, at least when I took it, I lost weekends of my life from one 500 milligram tablet. Because that tablet, what happens is when you're full of, what happens is you eat the DMSA, at least this is the way Dr. Frackleton described it to me, right?
Yeah.
And this is why you have to take a lot of vitamin C, because a lot of free radicals are being created during the process of heavy metal chelation. And what happens is the molecule or whatever of DMSA is dissolved in the blood or in the lymph or in the body, right? And that DMSA grabs, like, let's say, aluminum.
Yeah.
And so now it's like a little tractor trailer truck in your bloodstream, and the trailer's going back and forth, like a tractor trailer that's out of control, and that metal is hitting things, and it's causing free radicals, right? And then, let's say, and that DMSA may only take that little piece of aluminum an inch or two or three in your body before it breaks the trailer bond breaks. So he always used to call mercury tail end Charlie. The heavier the metals, the longer it is to take out, because DMSA is going to take out all the lighter metals first. Okay? So you're going to be so tired, at least I was tired, so tired, you're going to feel body-wise almost flu-like symptoms.
Yeah, yeah, you're detoxing.
Because you're just exhausted from all the free radicals being created because there's so much metals in you. But as time goes on, like I can take it right now and I'll...
Well, he's talking about an IV heavy metal chelation.
Well, that'd be pretty strong, I suppose.
Yeah. And several sessions, like, you know, twice a week or something like that. And that ain't cheap.
So either, what I, so you know? Frackleton told me, he says, okay, you're a welder, so you're always going to get metals. So don't worry about coming to see me to get more DMSA. Just call them up, tell them, hey, you know, I'm your, you're my client or whatever. And just tell them, you know, they'll, and so I did that for a while, but then you fall out of habit.
Yeah.
So about 5 years after that, I went online and I bought some DMSA because I'm always around heavy metals at work.
Yeah.
And then I forgot about it as time goes on and eventually took it all. And then about a year ago, I started looking on the internet. Man, it's not as easy to find DMSA on the internet as it was.
While you were talking, I was looking at,
were you really?
At Amazon.
That's what you were doing?
Like, freaking,
right. I had to buy it. I had to buy powder form. 25 grams of it. It was like $70 from Canada.
Yeah.
And I bought my own little empty capsules. So I just make, like I'll come home from work on an empty stomach and I'll make like two capsules. I'm assuming maybe that's like 400 or 600 milligrams at the most.
Yeah.
And I'll take it, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I was just looking, I went to Amazon, and I'm just like, what the fuck is this, you know?
Yeah, keep talking, I'll show you, I got it right over here.
Okay, but yeah, so I got to do, he's talking to me about doing the heavy metal chelation and how I guess that will help.
Like a big bag of blow.
Yeah, so that's that's the powder?
Yeah.
Right there?
And then I keep it in this jar, because it's, you don't want it in sunlight, this is like a... you know, medicine bottle brown.
Okay.
And then I'll just make my own capsules. That's how I do it.
Okay.
But I don't get tired like I used to get now, which tells me that I don't have any metals in me anymore.
It's working. Yeah,
right.
So that's probably the route I'm going to have to talk to him about going, because I would love to do the IV, but it's just I don't have have that kind of extra. It's like an investment.
Yeah.
You know, that I don't.
And you should always take some
right now.
Vitamin C or something like that free radicals that gets free radicals.
But he was saying that it'd be good for my circulatory system and the blockages and stuff like that.
That chelation as well. So it's arterial chelation along with heavy metal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a 1-2 package.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's so deep. It's like, I've been watching a lot of stuff with that Dr. Esselton from the Cleveland Clinic as well. And he's a big, he's been the guy that's been like, wrote a book and does a program on reversing heart disease, and all the people that go in there for the different heart, they have blockages, they get stents, they come back for multiple stints, they come back for, they have heart attacks or whatever. And it was just like changing to a plant-based diet, how that naturally reverses, but it's very strict. It's a very strict thing, and I'm adjusting all right. I've been adjusting all right to
Down the road, you got some of the best hummus in Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah.
We should go there after there. If you know what I mean? Yeah,
yeah.
Get some hummus. I could use some hummus and
Some tabbouleh. Yeah, right. They're essential.
Yeah.
Right. But
they told me, I went in there the other day. They're normally used to getting like 6 or 7 big boxes of beef to make their beef shawarma.
Yeah.
And now they're regulated to one box.
Which reminds me, that's another topic I'd like us to cover, you know. But so the plant-based thing, I've been doing, I've been watching documentaries. I've been talking to a lot of people that are, I'm not all in for the cult of, vegan and vegetarianism. I'm not going to be like, hating on people that still want to enjoy meat. I'd like to eventually go back to in moderation. You know, I've learned my lesson not to like live off that stuff. I'd like to eventually go back in a moderation, but it sounded like segue into what's going on with the meat shortages in the country, that it may not be an option anyway. Mm-hmm. You know,
but he signed the executive order to keep the meat packing places open.
Yeah, but then there was that. I mean, there's like that one article or that one Tyson plant where 700 people got.
Oh, COVID. I didn't hear that. Yeah,
something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, people are not wanting to go to work. You know.
Yeah.
That's this invisible enemy scaring people from showing up to produce the friggin' stuff, you know, which is in the long run, all these people that I've been fighting with online and just almost ready to just blow up, just nuke these bridges between relationships. And it's sad that it's gotten to this point because these are all like people that, I've known and loved for years in the music scene and stuff like that.
What's really weird is
fucking nuts. They
your logic thinks, why don't they think like me?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
which is like what they're saying.
And that's what they say about us.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and what kills me is a lot of these liberal friends of mine that I've discovered they were liberal after the Trump election is what happened, mm-hmm. because everybody just come out of the closet then.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the things that scared me the most is that how socialist and communist sympathetic these people are.
Yeah.
And then it makes me question, well, didn't you take civics class in the 9th and 10th grade? Now, some of the younger people know, but I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a point right there. They don't offer those classes anymore.
Right,
and there's that's by design.
And what kills me, I've got a friend on Facebook, a girl, and all she does, and I'm sure we all have them, is all she does is she just parrots and reposts anti-Trump stuff.
Yeah.
And one of them was, about the study that Gates funded on hydrochloroquine, where it said it was very dangerous. Well, that was never double blind. They never did any studies after that. It was just one study. And they failed to tell you the necessary synergistic ingredients to use along with hydrochloroquine.
Yeah, what is it? Zithromycin
or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
And
that's
and Gates funded that, it?
Yeah, know? And that's what pisses me off the most is like the media tells you the truth, but only just one little part of it.
Yeah.
You know, just like if you want to find out what Trump said, just go listen to what he said the other day.
Watch it live.
Yeah, watch it live. You don't have to watch it live.
Sure, there's still some times where he's up there talking live, and I'm like, oh, all right, dude. You're, like you explained it the one time. Like, he's that drunk buddy that keeps, like, you know, going in. But watch it live. Don't wait for a soundbite and expect the media to be honest with their interpretation of.
And then you just want to reach out and, you know, smack them. But all it does is it just goes nowhere.
Dude,
goes nowhere.
I mean, especially with this bug thing, it's really gotten bad. People have unfriended me. They all want to be the healthcare hero that they are. And hey, everybody that works in the healthcare industry, I do have nothing but respect for them because they're doing a job I would never want to do. It's just not me, you know? I appreciate the fact that you guys, even before this, I respected you, you know, but now it's just like they're latching on to this. Oh, well, I got to be there on the front lines. And I'm, you know, like, I know about being I understand front lines. I took an oath, you know, I did it for like, you know, several years. But I don't throw signs in my front yard, say I'm a veteran hero or whatever, drive by and honk, you know? I don't know, man. It's just like, it's gotten so out of hand. And when I say like, look, I'm not saying be stupid when you go outside. I'm not saying be, you know, get up in people's grill and whatever, you know, I'm saying be responsible, but don't be a friggin' victim. Don't be a prisoner. I do not believe in this whole, like, the extension of another friggin' month of stay-at-home orders.
Is that what's going on now?
Yeah.
Is that what they're saying for Ohio?
Till May 29th now. They just extended
stay-at-home?
The stay-home orders. You know? Only essential travel, even though they're opening up stores and shit for people to go shopping. But I told you, I tried stopping it.
In Ohio?
In Ohio. They just extended it. You weren't watching. You haven't been.
No,
watching
I've been. I've been as to let the virtual audience know. I'm taking an online course right now. So I've been focusing
been
the past three, 4 days on that.
Yeah, just this week.
Yeah.
I mean, the there's still like the stores that were allowed to open and the elective surgeries or whatever it is and all that stuff is happening in phase one, but they extended the stay at home. Orders or whatever for another month. Dr. Atkin and her infinite wisdom.
No, she's the. I've never watched a DeWine. I've only watched one DeWine briefing.
Yeah.
So this Atkins, who's that? Some doctor.
She's the Ohio
Surgeon General or something.
Yeah. But she's with the whole like the Fauci group and all that, and like, you know, but there was a. There was a big thing because. I think it was last week. There was masks were mandatory.
Hey.
Masks were going to be mandatory outside in public, and then so many people started flipping out, and we've been protesting here, kind of similar to Michigan, not as bad as Michigan, but people have been protesting here.
What do you know?
Masks are now recommended, but they're not going to be enforced.
Right.
You know, but. Going back to, you know, the people protesting, like, and Michigan is out of hand, and I support those people protesting, but that's the other thing that pisses me off about all my liberal friends saying, these people are idiots, they're so stupid out there protesting, they're going to get everybody sick, they're going to get the rest of us sick, and I was defending them. I was like, look, they're the people that are defending your right to type on the freaking computer that they're stupid, you know, you're basically bashing patriots. You know, and I made a comment about that, and then I was the asshole, and I'm going to get people sick.
Stupid and for protesting a bug that's killed less people than the normal flu.
Yeah. So then they started bashing me, and I'm like, look, she's like, don't you have any, one of my friends, and I love her to death. I still, I have a long friendship with her. I friggin' have nothing but love and respect for her and her family. But she just like got pissed because she works in the healthcare field, and she's just like, that is so disrespectful to those of us on the front lines working in the healthcare field and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? It's so disrespectful to the veterans that have, that are my brothers and sisters that gave their lives.
So you could go to college to get a nice paying job.
To get that job, to have the right to say, to have your opinion,
to write the dog me out,
freedom of choice. Yeah. You know, that's disrespectful to them. What happened? Blocked, unfriended me.
When I first started going to Jack Smith meetings about 30 years ago, I was a young punk. I was hanging up on Coventry Road in Cleveland Heights in Cleveland. People around Cleveland, music scene, art scene, they know about Coventry Road.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a big hangout. There was a coffee shop, the grog shop, things like that. And, you know, every Monday night was Jack Smith. And I'd say to my friends, you know, it would start like at 6 o'clock, so I would be up at the street. I'd say, hey, anybody want to go to my law class? No,
man.
All through decades,
yeah,
I can only think of a handful, less than a handful, of people that want that actually went to that class.
I ended up going to a couple of them out here with you.
Yeah, did you go to one?
Yeah, the one that were over by
Amish Swings and Things.
Yeah. I went to a couple of those, but like I said, it was just my head couldn't wrap itself around that whole thing. But get back to, you know, being a young punk and starting to that.
Well, you just saw it back then. Nobody was interested in liberty or understanding.
And that's when you were friends with Frank and Greg too, though.
Yeah,
right?
I was friends around.
And neither
with them
of them all. went either.
No, everybody.
I mean,
they've
come around.
Everybody was too busy
skating or chasing chicks or whatever. Yeah.
But see, I was doing illegal things back then.
Oh, okay.
And so I had a plan B.
Yeah.
And it helped me out.
Okay, yeah.
Thank God I was going to Jack Smith movies Jack Smith classes because dude, I would have gone to jail for 3.5-4 years at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, there was an ulterior motive for you to go, motivation to hit those. But it woke you up to
the whole thing, the
world that we are well aware of. And like I said, Frank, I think definitely, I mean, when he toured and played, and I don't know how he was like years ago growing up with him. I got to know him when we were both overseas deployed, and we connected through our buddy Rob Stevens connected us over there, and we've been friends since. And you know, I don't know when Frank officially kind of woke up to things, but I think I'm sure his deployment over there helped big time, or else he might have been stuck in that, you know, Richard Patrick or, you know, mindset of Hollywood liberal, you know, and filter or whatever. So thankfully, you know, Frank's woke, and he probably gets it worse than most of us because he was part of that world.
Forgive me, but I remember he was talking to his sister who's in the music business.
Okay.
And he told her what he was going to do with his show,
Full Metal MAGA.
Right.
Yeah.
She goes, that'll be the worst business mistake of your career.
Yeah, he'll be blacklisted now, which he basically is. Yeah. Probably. Right. I mean, what did? Well, that's Frank's stuff that I'll have to talk to him more about when we finally get together and have him on. But I mean, I think he ended up getting like erased from filter history, like or something. Didn't Richard do something like that? Like he was never a part of it. You know, I mean, this is how fucked up that world is.
Yeah, it's really sad.
You know, I did have a ray of hope recently because, you know, I still do with domain and everything, and I work with record labels and I work with PR people, and you know, I get on to shows and I'm able to interview bands and whatnot. And I normally don't talk politics with bands. We just talk about, you know, their stuff or whatever. But it seems like, you know, I see more and more everybody like, Trump's this, Trump, Orange Man just triggers them. And what, and I'm just like, man, I'm going to be black because I'm friends with them on Facebook too. So they're probably like, we ain't hooking this dude up with
media. Well, that's
anymore.
What scares me about my work song CD.
Yeah.
Because if I put my work song CD on my flowwhite.com, they'll go down.
Yeah.
And they'll see Commie Pinko Faggot.
Yeah.
And they'll see Q Anonymous, which is super pro Trump.
Yeah.
You know?
But I'm like, I'm going to be blacklisted. They're never going to put me on give me media credentials again. You know, I'm
Have you ever had media credentials?
Yeah, I've had.
Where?
Media
Where you worked in the media?
Music festivals.
Oh,
remember last summer? Well, I was asking you to go with me to a couple.
Oh, so
of
are you? Yeah, but are you banned from them?
No, I'm not yet. I'm just saying I was cautious. I was like, oh my God, I'm doomed because like. Everybody in there, they all have to fall in line because you're wrong. Well, one of the women, and I'm not going to mention her name.
At the festival?
No, that I stay in contact with that works for some of these agencies.
Oh, okay.
Messaged me saying, hey, I just want to let you know I fully support a lot of, I can't post and say
Well, there's got to be, that means
there's
more than
lot,
her.
Yeah.
It's just like people that didn't want to come out publicly and say that they supported Trump.
It's like the fifth Same column thing. Or whatever they call it. You know, the people that are embedded that that believe, but they can't say nothing. Yeah. And I'd like to hear that. You know, I need to hear that. Like, so I'm good with that agency. You know, she'll keep hooking me up. Cause I mean, she's hooked me up with a lot of good phone interviews during this downtime for this show. And I probably already said enough. But anyway, I already exposed Dr. Weeks, and here I am, you know, worried about exposing a woman in the music industry feels the same way.
One of the things Jack talked a long time ago, he brought up the topic of there's four types of patriots or there's four type of people. Okay. Let me see if I can remember this. The first type is completely oblivious and thinks that everything's fine. Mm-hmm. The second type has a inkling of, hey, something's wrong here and I should look into it. The third individual has realized there's something terribly wrong and blames it all on the government. And the fourth is the individual that realized it's not the government, it's me, because I don't understand who I am and how I'm operating in this great system that they have created for us.
Okay.
Okay. So I would say that when it comes to the structure of our government, not the people running it, it's a damn good system. And it's set up for you to win if you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
The people running it have perverted it. Trump did the rule of law day yesterday. We have no more rule of law because we had judges and everybody else that was in this system, you know?
Yeah.
So now, I was talking to a girl that I've been friends with for years. She seems to be having success with a felony gun charge and some other charge. She's gotten them dismissed. And all the stuff she did to me was stuff that we did 10, 15, 20 years ago. You know what I mean? Okay. And it just created more problems in the long run, you know? Hmm. But I guess what I'm trying to lead up to is that if things go back to a more rule of law, I see doing a procedure like acceptance for value to pay a credit card debt or even a criminal charge going through much smoother.
Okay.
At least that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, and that's some of the Jack Smith stuff. That
yeah. Right. So like I look around, I see there's a lot of the four different types of people I told you about.
Yeah.
And I would say that I'm the latter. I'm the fourth one. That I realize that everything the government's doing, they're doing right. They gave you 50 sets of rule book called the you know titles. You know, title 1 through 50,
did
USC.
Did you take the time to read them all?
No, because just like back in the Coventry days, nobody wanted to come to Jack Smith.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's the thing. I mean, it's like when you have an iPhone and every now and then they do the upgrade or whatever before you sign on for software and it has all this like, do you accept?
Yeah.
nobody reads the shit. They just hit accept.
Yeah.
You know?
They don't have the time. They don't want to. Yeah.
The time, and that's where that's our fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There was a South Park
episode. I want to drive. So I'm going to go get my driver's license because it's an easier, softer way because I don't want to sit down and learn and expand my thinking and understanding and start learning how to travel free of right.
Yeah, and explain that a little bit.
Well, I mean, the driver's license is just that, a license. You need the foundation of license itself means that you're doing something illegal, so you need a license to do it.
Okay.
That's because we're all slaves, technically. We're all commercial slaves because we're operating a U.S. citizen person in commerce and using it as identification. And in so doing, we're assuming all the liability of that thing.
All
right. So,
yeah, because both of my daughters are of age to get their driver's license. And I'm like, all right, you guys got to go to the driving school.
And notice the name on the driver's license is always in all capital letters because it's not denoting the living woman who is holding that card. It's denoting the trust that she's in a co-business relationship with, the trust created by the United States through the birth certificate. And through her acts and actions, she's giving the public court system and the government all the assumption to assume she knows what the hell she's doing, and she knows she voluntarily stepped into something that puts conditions on her freedom, but since she did it voluntarily, there's no violation of the 13th Amendment. Nobody made her a slave.
Yeah, she did.
Right.
Basically. Man, you know, yeah, and that's that, I mean, just that explanation right there is like one of those things that why Jack Smith was like way over my head. I just couldn't understand it.
Well, see, it all comes down to
it takes a lot of
the signature, you know, the way you sign your name. If you just sign your name on something the way that you've learned how to sign it since grade school, there's nothing telling anybody that you are anything other but the thing they want to prosecute. There's no notice. You're not giving any notice to the world that you're something different. So you should always try to give a restricted signature. And I've told you what I do. You know, I used to always write my name, Neil Christopher Stanley, without prejudice, UCC 1-307, or used to be 207 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Okay. Or I would write my name, I reserve all rights, remedies, and defenses. Or like when I signed that stuff in the probation office, and I signed under threat, duress, and coercion. You know?
Yeah.
That's a restricted signature. You know what I mean? When I sign my stuff...
This could be a whole other episode.
Right. When I sign my stuff, I sign Stanley, comma, Neil Christopher, because Stanley is the family name.
Okay.
And Neil Christopher is my first and middle name. And that's the way it came out when I was born on my certificate of live birth. Not the birth certificate, the certificate of live birth. 3 days went by. My parents didn't claim me. So the United States found flotsam and jetsam on the high seas. And under the principles of the Sesti-Kai Act of 1666, that which is not claimed after a certain amount of time, the king is going to claim everything for himself. That's the one thing the king always does right. He claims everything because nobody knows how to claim nothing, okay? And so 3 days went by, and the birth certificate was created with the all capital entity trust U.S. citizen person named Neil Christopher Stanley in all caps. So the way I sign my shit is, and who knows, I might be doing it wrong, but it's going to let people know, hey, what the fuck does he mean by that? So when it goes into court, they're going to say, hey, look at the way I fucking signed that, you asshole. I reserve my rights from the beginning of this contract. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I sign by: Stanley, comma, Neil Christopher, period. And if I wanted, I would put beneficiary on the end. Because we need to be the beneficiaries of that thing. And through our actions, the way we've lived our lives and the way we've filled out W-2s, when it asked, are you a U.S. citizen, you check the mark, you check the box, yes. So under the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1933, you are an enemy of the state. So they could have agents that have a letter of mark and reprisal. You know, that's piracy. Foreign agents that could come in and collect, proceed with soft acts of commercial warfare, charging us with all these crimes and tax evasion in order to get money back to pay back the Crown of England.
Okay. That, like I said, that's just a whole nother episode. You know your stuff, but it reminds me of that War Castles thing on
you
YouTube.
You tried that showing that. I forgot about it. This dude's
been through the
Windmiller. I don't know about it. I shared that with my buddy Brian, and
that shit you were just talking about.
Well, yeah, but they're
and
making
this guy
some,
got like locked dude, up and beat making, up, and he's like postmaster general, and the flag he flies, and all this other. It's a whole different thing, and I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole because we've already
Dave
been
Windmiller,
talking an hour.
Great information, but I remember years ago we were getting into David Windmiller, and my one buddy was super hot on it. And Dave Miller, you gotta like dot your I's and cross your T's, and the language that you use has to be perfect.
Yeah.
And if it isn't perfect, you fucked everything up. Fuck that shit. When I'm in court, I'm not gonna try to talk to that judge. I'm gonna talk to that judge like I'm selling a bag of weed or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're going to buy a bag of crack, or like you're just hanging out with your buddy and you want a cigarette.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way you want to talk to him. It's like, hey man, you know, I mean, if you could, but who the fuck wants to deal with all that shit?
Well, see, dude, I don't want to deal with everything you just said either though. It's
well, when
like
it comes down to it, it's all about your intent.
Okay.
You know, you could do something like a lot of patriots would say, man, I would have never used that procedure. But because you had so much intensity and so much heart, and you believed because you had studied,
yeah,
that you drew the line every time they tried to get you to balk. And you stood your ground, and you know what? You might have won. There's a lot to be said when you go into that court, and you know what you're talking about, and it comes across with conviction to these people.
Mm.
And one of two things will happen. Either they'll finally give up and try to think of some colorable excuse to just close the whole case. They'll make you another offer and say, hey, instead of this felony, we'll just give you a misdemeanor or something. Or they'll take it to the next level and raise the bar.
Yeah.
So it strains your understanding.
I'd just rather avoid court altogether.
Right, why not? I don't want to go to court.
I don't want to go through all that stuff. Hey, well, real quick, I want to get back on back over to kind of something I was thinking about, and I want to bounce this off you, you know, with talking about alternative medicines and ways for the body to heal and immune systems and stuff like that. Detoxes, juicing.
What about it?
You know how they say every year, like you should at least like once a year do like a fast.
Yeah, right, right.
Unfortunately,
I don't really do.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, neither do
I'll do like a half a day fast.
Yeah.
That's about the best I do.
But they say how your body can heal.
That's right.
And reset.
Yeah.
During
right.
that time.
The whole immune system resets.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was thinking about that scenario I don't know who I was talking to the other day. I think it was my trainer. Ray, and I mentioned to him, and I said, well, do you notice how right now, while everybody's quarantined and on lockdown, the ozone layer, as we've been reading articles, the ozone layer is healing, the dolphins are back in the channel in Italy, you know, like nature and the earth is healing during this like month or whatever. Now, if they just came out and said, look, every year, the month of April, everybody's going to be stay in place, locked in place, so we can let the earth heal. Like it's the earth. Earth is a living.
Yeah, Earth Day just thing. Came and went. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like it's a detox.
Yeah.
I mean, for the you know, similar to what we do to our bodies. I mean, people are too friggin' dumbed down, but. I mean, I'd be cool with that. It's the uncertainty of this whole thing that's driving me nuts. But if they just came out and said, look, every year it's going to be law. We want everybody to just lock down. Don't travel. We'll cover your business. We'll cover whatever, you know.
It's kind of almost the Sabbath or, you know, like where you have the day of rest where you didn't do shit.
Yeah, but for like a whole friggin' month.
Yeah.
Everybody, the entire world. I mean, I would be down with that. Mm-hmm. And and the people that are worried about, you know, work and whatever, you know, I don't know. I just wanted to bounce that off you and see what you thought. Doesn't it seem like the Earth is kind of like on a detox because less humans are out fucking it up right now? Like, we're the virus, basically, of the planet.
I wouldn't know. I've been locked up.
Okay. Well,
no, I mean, I have been locked up. I mean, I could have gone out, but I've really been. I'm already a homebody, anyways. It's hard for any of my friends to get me out of the house. The only way I'll get out of the house is for like a dinner or something.
Or some hummus. Or something.
Some hummus or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But you have access to the internet, right. So you're seeing
right.
These articles.
And I'm
about
doing my class now.
You're doing your class.
So I'm staying occupied.
So, but yeah, I just, I was thinking about that. I wanted to hit on that. And anyway, back to the alternative medicine type thing. It's just like, you know, ways that our bodies heal, you know, from viruses by doing these certain things. It seems like the Earth is healing and we're like a virus. And that was just a whole nother rabbit hole we could go down that I was thinking.
We'll save that for next week.
We'll save that for another time. Yeah. Because you had to fucking go off with your whole signature and all that signature.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I think that's enough for this episode. And cool, man. Another great informative talk. Hopefully people are getting something out of this.
Yeah. We'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, and thanks for listening to today's Boondoggle. And now, for your listening pleasure, Florence Whitingale presents his latest epoch.
I don't mind if you blow me,
and I go deep just like Jim told me,
and ask all them motherfuckers who know me, yes, they'll say,
I'm a pussy eater, and there ain't nothing sweeter, whoa,
than your musk, than your
your body tenses.
Your smell is fogging up my lenses.
And your pussy's exciting all my senses. Ooh.
See, I'm surviving by muff diving in your musk. In your musk.
You make my dick get long and thick.
And when we're in bed, them lips will spread when I give you head.
I've been testing, something's investing your small intestines.
And I don't mind if it's from behind or even, whoa, 69.
Cause my shit don't fit until I hit your swollen.
See, I'll take my rod and I'll lay some sod in your furry little gun.
My tongue will make your snatch get wetter.
And I like it shaped or like a sweater. Ooh.
it ain't scary. It's your must. It's your. It's your.
FlowWhiteShow.com. But for now, feel the flow exclusively here on today's Boondoggle. Brought to you by today's Boondoggle.
Remember that time we went to Newport News and went to that script bar the day before we're going back? Back home, and remember Stanley and Pike Koosh and Sher with us, and remember we just stayed, and they kept crying, come on, man, we gotta get up early, we gotta head home. No, we're staying here. Remember, we wouldn't leave, and they were, Stanley was talking about that when we got together.
And thank you for listening to another story time from the VFW Hall, brought to you by today's Boondoggle.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.